Was Jill Carroll a little too composed? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've seen former hostage Jill Carroll describe how well she was treated while in captivity.
I was kept in a very good, small, safe place, a safe room, nice furniture, plenty of food. I was allowed to take showers, go to the bathroom when I wanted.
What's interesting is that this is remarkably similar to a tape just released on the internet, which was recorded by her captors before she was freed.
They treated me very well. Like a guest.
Except she goes farther on this tape. She says she has a message for the American people about the Mujahideen.
There are a lot of lies to come out of the American government, calling the Mujahideen terrorists and other things. And I think it's important the American people hear from me. This is only a jihad to stop an illegal and dangerous and deadly occupation.
And then she is asked, what would she say to President Bush? She gives a brief chuckle and answers,
he needs to stop this war. He knows this war is wrong. He knows it was illegal from the very beginning. He knows it was built on a mountain of lies. And I think he needs to finally admit that to the American people and make the troops go home.
So, Stockholm Syndrome or not, Jill Carroll is being used as part of some Mujahideen PR campaign. Of course, what the Mujahideen don't get is that even Americans who do think the president is a liar aren't going to be helped by having an American woman dressed like a conservative Muslim making a tape calling the president a liar while being held at gunpoint. Even if she was allowed to go to the bathroom whenever she wanted. I guess that's what's called 12th century public relations. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.